song right there. That song, it just touches my heart. I just listen to that song when I just feel lost, because it just tells Jesus, you are my savior, my healer, my shelter, my friend. And
Yes.
we've gone through the day, and it's amazing. I was reading a daily scripture for today. It's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But a lot of us deal with, God, I'm just going through. I keep facing issues, and I made bad choices yesterday. I made bad choices today, and I know I'll make bad choices tomorrow because I am of sin. But 1 Peter says this: Christ suffered for our sins once for all time.
Ha,
He
ha.
did it all. It doesn't matter your yesterday, it doesn't matter your today, it doesn't matter your tomorrow. He already took care of it. He already paid the price. He is our savior. He is our shelter. He is our friend. We can rest in him that we are seen as righteous and deserving of the inheritance of God because he did it once for all time. He came and bared our sin. The sinless man bared our sin that we could be forgiven, that we would be in a place of healing, that we would be in a place of righteousness, that we'd be in the place, the right place, physically, mentally, spiritually, to absorb and to take in who God is and what God has for us. So, saints, I don't know. Maybe it's just for me. Maybe it's me thinking. I don't know who it's for, but God isn't worried about yesterday. God's thinking about your present, because he is the ever-present God. He doesn't want you to be depressed about yesterday or anxious about tomorrow. Be present in his presence today, because everything that has come up, everything that's going to come against you, everything that you face, God, Christ has already done it. He has already saved us from it. He already did it once and for all time.
Yes. Thank you,
So
Lord.
glory, glory, glory to your precious and matchless name, oh God. We thank you that you did it, Lord God, that you've already done it for us, Lord God, that nothing can separate us from the love that is you. Nothing can separate us. No principalities, no forms of darkness, no height, no depth, no creature, no any other thing on this earth can separate us from you, God. So we
Thank
say
you,
thank you.
Jesus. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
you, Lord God, for loving us beyond any way we could ever love ourselves. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing us as deserving of your inheritance, deserving to be a part of your kingdom. So we thank you for the privilege to call out to you as Abba Father, to call upon
Yes,
you as
Jesus.
Daddy, and
Thank
just
you,
to
Jesus.
say we love you, we honor you, and we praise you.
Thank you.
Glory be to your
Yes,
precious and
Jesus.
matchless name.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to your precious and marvelous.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Glory be,
Jesus,
God, to your
Jesus.
precious and matchless
Thank you,
name,
Lord.
Lord God.
Thank you,
Thank
Lord
you.
God.
Thank
Thank
you
you,
for
Lord.
giving us the opportunity to lift our hands, to submit to you, to
Yes,
praise you,
thank
to
you, Lord.
honor and to bless you. There's some in the world that don't have that opportunity. So how dare we take it lightly that we have the chance to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor at every moment of our day, at every waking moment. As Lady Danielle said, she opened Psalms 118, 24 says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Every minute that we have, as she said, every second that we have is the opportunity to rejoice in who God is, the omnipotent, the omniscient, the omnipresent God that we serve, the one that is above all, the name above every name, the one that calls for us, the one that wants to commune, the one that wants relationship with us. He's beckoning us forward to just stand in a place of praise and to commune with him. So, saints of God, before we move on, let's just take a few more moments and give God a collective hallelujah praise. Unmute.
Hallelujah, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. Praise your name,
Hallelujah.
Lord
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory to
Bless
your
you,
name,
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
Jesus,
thank you,
Lord.
God.
Jesus, Lord.
Thank
God,
you,
we
bless
thank
you,
you, Lord
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the
Glorify
Lord.
your
Glorify
name,
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Bless the
Thank
Lord.
you,
Oh
Lord. In the
God,
name
I
of
give you the
Jesus,
praise.
Lord.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
You are
Father, we
worthy.
thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Bless you.
Jesus.
We
Thank
honor
you,
you,
Lord.
Lord God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In the name of
Thank
Jesus,
you,
oh
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank
thank
you,
you,
Lord.
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
God.
Lord.
Help
Thank
thank
you,
you, Father
Father God.
God.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Lord
Lord
God.
God.
Clear,
Thank you. Thank you,
everlasting
Lord God.
Lord. Oh my God. Thank you, dear
Thank you, Lord
Shandara
God.
Rabakolamalalasa.
Yes,
Thank
God.
you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
Kiki
God.
Adoro Shandala Rabakalaya.
Jesus,
Oh,
thank
glory.
you, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
Bless
Lord.
your
Thank
name.
you.
Hallelujah, Lord
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Father, we
Thank
thank you,
you,
Lord
thank
God.
you, God.
You
thank
are.
You.
Yes, hallelujah. You're worthy.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Thank
you.
You're worthy.
Yes.
Worthy.
Thank you. Thank
you. Yes, Father God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Oh,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Master. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Great.
Bless you.
Great.
Thank you.
Great and great.
We thank you, Lord God. Glorify your name.
Hallelujah. Great and mighty to
you.
Yes, Father God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord God.
Thank
you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we magnify you.
Thank you,
God. We do, Lord God. We do, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Ah, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, as always, it's my honor to be with you this morning on this wonderful day that the Lord has made for us. The Lord has given us the opportunity to join together once again. We may not be in the physical presence of one another, but in spirit and by technology, we are joined together. So we just thank God for the opportunity to come together to worship fully and to worship together. As always, it's my honor to introduce our beloved, our excited apostle, the woman of God who needs no, there's so many words that describe who she is to us, who she's been to us, who she is for us, and who God is using her to be. So with all of those things said, with all the praise that we give God for the blessing that we have in the woman of God that we've been granted, that we've been blessed with, she truly has been a blessing in our lives to this ministry, a leader like no other, and we just praise God for the woman of God. So it's my honor to present to you, she needs no introduction, our beloved Apostle Etta Banks.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I truly thank the Lord for what he's doing, for what he has already done. Praise be unto God. And that is yet to come. I thank God for it in the name of Jesus. Saints of God, I am truly, truly excited. I am truly excited. I can't tell you how much I am. And I know y'all hear me say that a lot, but I guess it's a good thing when you can get excited more and more each and every time you come together. You know, I'm excited. And listen, Jesus, help me to even know where to start here. My God, I got so much going on here, so much going on. But anyway, I am for Cadre. Cadre, as you know, is our covering, and it's a great training ground. Lots of things, lots of leaders and teachers, you know, training and so forth and so on. And I have the privilege and the honor to do some training dealing with deliverance, starting this Saturday, in fact, Saturday coming up. Yeah, this Saturday. And so I have really been in the Word, studying, looking, you know, at videos and this, that, and the other. I have gone through deliverance during this time. Saints of God, every day we ought to do introspection and see what it is we need to release before God so that it doesn't cling on to us, hold on to us, and keep us in a bad spot. And sometimes we forget to do that. You know, we think, okay, we're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. We go through what we go through every day. And, you know, and it's no big deal. It's no big deal. But I'm telling you, in reading the stuff that I have read and being in the Word of God, we need to cleanse ourselves daily. We need to do so daily. And there is one section of the deliverance training that I'm going to do is going to be the open doors, how we open doors as saved people, how we open doors to let the enemy in. how we open doors to let the enemy in. Another day is going to be dealing with demonic objects that we have in our homes, and we need to get rid of these things. The steps for self-deliverance and so forth and so on. And I'm only going to take a few minutes with you today, a few minutes with you today, and just let God deal with us with two verses today. And let me, let's see here. Let me see here. Share my screen and... Now I got to go back to my, excuse me, y'all. I got to go back and get it. Okay. On the screen. Praise be unto God. Okay. There we are. Okay. So now I tell you, I just love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Now looking at sharing the screen here and here. All right, praise God, praise God. These two verses here that I want to look at is three there, but I really want to look at, well, I'll look at the three of them. And it says, when this is 2 Chronicles 7, 13 through 15. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will their sin and I will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers that are offered in this place. And this place that he's talking about is the temple that Solomon built. David was given the instructions on building a temple that did not get done in his reign. So Solomon, his son, you know, then was given the charge or took charge of building this temple. And did everything exactly the way God wanted it done. He did it all the way God wanted it done. However, if you look at this, if you look at this, wait one second here. If we look at this, God said, when I shut up heaven, when I shut up heaven so that there is no rain, and I command the locusts to devour the land and send the pestilence amongst my people, this is talking about bondage. God, is allowing heaven to be closed. He's allowing the locusts to come and devour the land and send the pestilence, causing the plagues. He's allowing this, okay? This was not something that Satan put on it. God said, I'm allowing this. But the one thing I want you to see, he said, over my people, okay? Over my people. And so being delivered into the hands of all of this is not God disowning you. He's not disowning us. He's still calling you us, his people, my people, delivered into captivity, delivered into pestilence, delivered into the locusts devouring the land. They didn't get disowned. They didn't lose relationship with God, his love, his mercy, his grace. It's all still there. But however, he delivered them unto that. They were still his people. Folks, there are those that are going through trouble now. There are those that are going through a lot of changes. And some of it we brought upon ourselves. Some of it the enemy brought upon us. Some of it God allowed it to happen. He allowed it. He delivered you into that hard place. You're dealing with some struggles and so forth. And he said, but if I'm the one that did it, I'm the God that delivered you there. Understand? He said, I will deliver you from your troubles, from your drugs, from your pornography, from homosexuality, from transgenderism, from all kinds of things. He said, you're my people and I will deliver you from these things. And he said, how will he do it? He said, if my people, he's still calling us his people, if my people will humble themselves, my people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves, if they will humble themselves. Saints of God, let me tell you, we cannot receive deliverance from the places and the spaces and the things that we're in if we don't humble ourselves. If we get in the place where we think our title won't, we can't humble ourselves before others and before God because of our titles, because of our position. We don't want anybody to know what we are plagued with, what we are addicted to, what we fall prey to. We don't want them to know that. We are full of pride. But God said you must humble yourself. You can't be cute when you're being delivered. And this is, I'm not taking y'all through the 8 steps of deliverance. Man, there's a lot. I'm not taking you through the 8 steps of deliverance today. I just want you to know that there are times when God delivers you into the hand of the enemy. He delivers you there. But he said, if I did it, I am the one that can get you out of it. But you must first humble yourself. God turns his face away from our sin. He turns it away. He doesn't want to look at it. He doesn't want to even see that mess. He turns his face away from it. But he said here that if you humble yourself, if you do that and seek, no, and pray, and pray. Prayer is something that opens up the heavens. It opens up God's ears to us. It opens up things to us that we can't get if we don't pray. We can't be proud when we got to humble ourselves. We got to choose, do we want people's opinion or do we want God's freedom? When pestilence are eating us and eating up everything that belongs to us, baby, you don't have time to be cute. You just take yourself before God and you humble yourself. Humble yourselves. And then he said, pray. Again, like I said, pray is opening up doors. It opens up his ears. It opens up his eyes to us if we are praying. Praying is such a key to be in a place where God will do what he needs, what we need him to do. We've got to pray. If you got to get up earlier in the morning and pray, you need to pray. If you got to stay up later at night, you pray. If you're bound to alcohol, sexual addiction, perversion, anything to give, you need to pray. We need to pray in the name of Jesus. Pray on your lunch hour. Pray driving to work. Pray driving home. Pray when you're in the grocery store. Pray. Pray continually. He said, if you call upon me, he will deliver us. He will do that. He promises he will do this. If my people will humble themselves and pray. And as we pray, seek his face. Because of the fact, in our natural state, we seek the face of our spouses, our bosses, our friends, our neighbors, people that we deal with in ministry. But God said, seek my face. Seek the smile on my face. Seek my face, knowing that I've done this for you. Seek my face in the name of Jesus. Seek it. And then he says, the fourth thing was turn away from your wicked ways. Turn away from your wicked ways. Too many times we're waiting for God to turn us away. But he's saying, no, he says, you turn away from your wicked ways. You get out of the relationship that you have no business in or had no business in. You turn off your cable and whatever it is because you're dealing with pornography and all of that stuff on your TV, on your phone, and so forth and so on. Put away the drugs. And so you can do these things. You have been given the power to do these things. And so God said, if you do these things, so if you humble yourself, if you pray, if you seek his face, if you turn away from your wicked ways, turning away from your wicked ways, it's us repenting. Repenting from the occult, repenting from horoscope, repenting from witchcraft, repenting from vows that we took with sororities and all, repenting from anything that would be out of line with what God wants us to do, where God wants us to be. That is us repenting when we turn away from our wicked ways. He said, when we do that, then he will hear from heaven and he will forgive our sins and he will heal the land. Everything that was lost, God can restore. Everything that was lost, he forgives our sins. As Elder Mark said today, Christ went to the cross for our sins to be forgiven, for our sins to be forgiven. He went to the cross. He did it once and for all. However, you've got to ask now to receive that which he has done. And in our prayers, that's what we do. And God is calling on us, saints of God, as a body of Christ, that may still be walking in bondage, walking in places we got no business walking in, hiding and letting nobody know what's really going on in us, keeping the secrets, our secret sins, our secret ways. We cannot hide from God. We cannot hide from him. And today he's simply saying, saints of God, and I know we've heard this, the word before, the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. We've heard this so many times. You know, if my people who are called by my name, I love the fact that he said, my people, y'all in your messed up state of mind, after you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are his people. We are his people. He said, I could shut up the heavens and stop it from raining where you need to rain. I can command the locusts to devour the land. I can command that because you're out of order. We're out of sync. We're out of the place where we should be with him. But he never stopped loving us, saints of God. He's still full of grace and mercy. And he said, if my people who are called by my name, if we would humble ourselves, if we would seek his face, no, first humble ourselves, pray, and then seek his face, he said he would hear from heaven and he would heal our land. Saints of God, I don't know how many of us realize that our land needs healing. It needs healing big time. Our land, and that means us. We are part of the land. We need healing. We need deliverance. We need to know that we are walking where God wants us to walk, doing what he wants us to do, be what he wants us to be. We need to do it all. Our land. He said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal. I will heal. I thank God that he is in the healing business. I thank him that he is in the healing business, that he won't fail us. He won't fail us, saints of God. He has promised us. He loves us. He is willing, ready, and able to do exactly what he has promised us that he will do. So today, you go and you do some introspection. Next week, I want to deal with some open doors. Some open doors. I want to deal with that on next week. I want us to take, y'all come with your notebooks, your pens. I want you to write down what it is that is an open door that would give Satan the rights to us, that would let God turn us over and say, okay, that's what you want to do. You go ahead and you do it. He can stop it from raining on your territory, whatever the case may be. But this morning, he said, if my people, are you his people? Do you consider yourself to be his people? Are you still a foreigner in a strange land? Are you a foreigner in a strange land? Or will you claim who you are? I am a child of the Most High God. He is Abba, Father, my Father. He is my Father. I'm not a bastard child. Abba, my heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, your will be done in me. Your will be done in every person on this line. Let your will be done, Lord God. And he gives us this day our daily bread. He also will lead us not into temptation. But what does the word say after that? But he will deliver us from evil. So God, deliver us this day from evil. Deliver us, oh God, from the evil one. Deliver us, Father God, from ourselves. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us. Deliver us from ourselves. I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray right now for the heart of repentance in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that for those that are in bondage, those that are living in sin, those who are condoning other people being in sin, those who are justifying their sins, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray a heart of repentance to be amongst us. Father, I speak repentance. I speak to conviction and the spirit of freedom that the Holy Spirit gives us, Lord God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. We welcome you, God. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your power. God, the word says where you are, there is freedom. There is liberty. There is breakthrough. Father, that we may not be bound to what had come down, Lord God, through our bloodline. And Father, in these next couple of weeks, as we go through these steps, as we go through, Lord God, what it is that has kept us in a place that we could not seem to see and realize the true freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, the true freedom that you have aligned for us, God. As we go through this, may there be a spirit, O God of God, I surrender it all unto you. I release it. I don't want to hold on to anything, God, that's not like you. We'll repent, Lord God, for our sins. We'll repent for the iniquity, which are the sins of our parents, going all the way back to Adam and Eve. We'll repent for those things. We will renounce the things, Lord God, that we are so comfortable living with. God, I thank you that you gave us a way out. You gave us a way out. Thank you for calling us your people. Thank you for calling us your children, Lord God. Thank you that truly he who the Son has set free is free indeed. Lord God, we look forward to walk in true freedom. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, saints of God. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. That is the word for the day. Praise be unto God. If there's anyone that's on this line that has not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if there's anyone who has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now is the time to do it. Because you're getting ready to walk into an area of your life like never before. First of all, through salvation. And as we go through deliverance over the next couple of weeks, as we go through, what's going to happen with you is something that should have happened to all of us the day we got saved. And we just didn't know it. We just didn't know it. But saints of God, God did not leave us helpless. He did not leave us helpless. He has called us to a place where we can walk in freedom, that we truly can know that we are his and he is ours. And I pray that as we do this, you too will find that you can come on this line, you can go anywhere that you want to go, and you'll be able to say to somebody, guess what? I'm excited. I'm excited. Praise be unto God. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless. God bless. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome word.
Amen.
Amen. That was awesome. That was awesome and on time. We all needed that.
That was awesome and on time. And another way I look at that verse when it says, if my people who which were called by my name would humble themselves and pray, I also sometimes put in there with fast
and pray. Yes.
With fast and pray, because things only come out by, a lot of things come out by fasting and prayer. Things come out by fasting and prayer. So the humbling, I look at it as humbling. It's just stripping everything.
Yeah.
Fasting. That's the humility. Get rid of not me. Just give it to God. So that's just another way I look at that scripture verse. So it was really, 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 really good. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord.
On time. It really was on time. On
Thank
time.
You, Lord.
Oh, I needed that.
Amen. Amen.
See you, Sister Malkia. I needed that. I needed that. I needed that. Amen. 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 Well, amen. Before I get into what our announcements and things are, the one announcement I want to make is